More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Nezar Patria emphasized Indonesia's commitment and readiness to become a leader in ASEAN's digital economic growth through regional collaboration and by strengthening the ethics of developing artificial intelligence. He recently noted that Indonesia plays an important role in the ASEAN digital ecosystem with a population of 280 million people, or around 40% of the ASEAN population, and makes a substantial contribution to the region's digital economy. The Ministry of Housing and Settlement Areas has allocated an Housing Finance Liquidity Facility, or FLPP, mortgage as quota for 15,000 subsidized housing units for low-income communities, or MBR, and state civil apparatus in North Sumatra Province. Minister of Housing and Settlement Areas Marwarar Sirait stated that he received a visit from a governor and several regions and mayors from North Sumatra to support the success of the subsidized housing program for MBR and of the state civil apparatus in North Sumatra. That's the news.
Kita di semua ini terjadi berkah. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song called Isen Mulang. Isen Mulang is a motto of the Dayak tribe of Central Kalimantan, Indonesia, which means never back down. The meaning of Isen Mulang is always being oriented towards achievement or good result. The song was composed by Abe Sandan. The lyrics tell about the Dayak tribe who are brave and never give up. The song also invites people of all ages to move forward together. Isen Mulang becomes the motto of the city of Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. Well, listener, here is the song Isen Mulang by Yuldi F, Siska Friskila, and Lisa Bahan. Enjoy the song.
Kasolami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasolami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasolami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Rasa meski berlaga tak mau kau tahu, ku merasakan yang sama. Caramu tersenyum tertawa merangkai canda, buatku terpesona. Dapatkah kau baca mataku bicara? Semua yang kau punya benar istimewa. Sayangnya semesta tak restukan kisah kita.
Sob Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Lister, you know that Indonesian football team, in this case, join AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026 qualifier against Pakistan. And tonight, Indonesian team would be versus Pakistan. And it will be held in, you know, Indomilk Arena in Tangerang. The stadium is in Tangerang, Banten province. Well, you know that the name of stadium? The stadium of the football located in Kelapa II, Tangerang Regency. And it is as the home base of Persita Tangerang, and it is also owned by the Regency of Tangerang. And the stadium has capacity more than 30,000 audience. And based on the information, it has already fulfilled the standard of Asian Football Cup for the field, for the lights, and even as also for the press conference room. And the name of the stadium of Kelapa II also known as Indomilk Arena because of the sponsors. And it is located in Jalan Raya Legok, Karawaci, Bojong Nangka. Wow, Bojong Nangka, yes, Kelapa II in Tangerang. And you know that this the stadium with the renovation, it has been renovated. It had been renovated in 2024, and the stadium has been opened again in 2025. Talking about history, the development of the stadium had been developed, had been built in 2014, and the development has been over in 2018. It was over in 2018, and the stadium has replaced the old stadium, namely Stadion Benteng or Benteng Stadium in Tangerang City. And besides, the function of the stadium is not only for football, but the stadium is also used as other sport branches, and even it has been a central interest, special or central activities for local people, especially for doing exercise or sport. And the stadium has been changed based on the developments, and including the name to be Indomilk Arena as a part of cooperation or sponsorship with another cooperation. And the stadium has been as central interest and even as the main function for local people, especially for doing sport and even other activities. And don't forget to see directly, to watch about the Indonesian team versus Pakistan tonight. Hopefully the match will run well and would give such, you know, comfort, especially for audience, and give very good watching, very good, cup here, good match for people who see it. And now, listener, I would like to share you our another song. Now it is from Tip X with title Angan. Enjoy the song.
begini. Jadu mencoba putus asa merasa diri seolah tak punya hati. Tapi teringat nasihat nenek, orang hidup harus punya tujuan. Gak perlu malu hadapi kenyataan, jangan hidup ini cuma jadi beban. Ternyata nasihat nenek benar, gak boleh malas. Ternyata semua harus dikejar, dan matahari pun bersinar.
Wow. whenever you are talking about cultural treasures, no doubt, Indonesia with its various tribes in the archipelago is scented with its diversities of cultural treasure, whether it is still preserved or perhaps has already gone. Swallowed by age is one of the richest. With its vast and fertile land, agriculture is the dominant sector in Indonesia, and of course, it is expected to sustain the economy of the state. Rice plants are included the most favored sector in Indonesia, because rice is the staple food for most of Indonesian people, including in Natuna Regency, Riau Island Province. The district's sea waters is bigger than its land area. About 97% comprises of the sea, while the land is only 3%. So small wonder that its agricultural prospects are not remarkable. The agricultural sector has not been managed optimally, since most people lived from sea products, such as becoming fishermen, while the sprawling paddy fields are only cultivated by small proportions of farmers. There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugame, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips. Alugame is done by some farmers in time for rice harvest by using some simple devices, namely a half-meter-sized wooden mortar, some baseless or rice pounders made of ironwood with different sizes. The size is not without meaning anyway. There are certain sizes that produce a sound notation. Furthermore, a furnace with wood fuel is also prepared to roast the newly harvested rice that has been pounded into chips. This alugame is conducted from noon until late at night. It can even be held up to several days. After a lot of chips have been produced, it's time for the woman to gather the ways of chips making. It is then put into a bowl, added with some grated coconut, brown sugar, and poured with a little hot water. A delicious dish is all ready to be enjoyed together. Listener, perhaps you are curious as to what kinds of sound the alu or rice pounder can make. Well, let's listen to the following then. Listener, to learn more about alugame when rice harvest times arrives, let's find out from a community leader who is also an alugame specialist, Haji Kamaini.
So according to the story, the origin of alugame was a man who was deliberately left in the woods by his brothers because he had an incurable disease for quite a long time. While left alone in the woods, the man created a game and some songs to fill in the time and forget his loneliness. So that it's how the first alugame was created. Then he met three people who were looking for rattan. They worked for the king in Natuna. Upon questioning, the man told them that he had been deliberately dumped by his family and he had created the game and the sound. The three men then returned to the king and told him that there was a very nice sound in the forest that they have never heard before. Then they brought the king and his warriors to the forest where he heard the sounds. He ordered his men to take the man from the woods and bring him home. Thus, the game of alu was created.
Pisahkan di dalam hutan tadi, dibawa pulang ke rumahnya, maka diciptalah sekarang ini yang dinamakannya alu.
As the time goes by, Haji Kamaini said, the alu game is getting more growing. Previously, the game was done by one person, but currently, there are 7 pounders for each performance.
Itu permainan sebenarnya kalau alu itu tadi permainannya di dalam.
Originally, there was only one pounder with one person. Now there are seven person with seven pounders, one for each player. So all in all, there are one motor with seven pounders consist of four big ones and three small ones. Alu game now has become our inheritance for generations. It's for our ancestor. So it has been passed down, not just one, two, three, or four generations.
According to Haji Kamaini, alu game should be preserved so it will never be lost. According to him, the number of songs in the game was not 2, 3 or 4 songs, but 12. Haji Kamaini hopes the government will help in preserving it so the alu emping padi or rice chips pounder game culture will continue to exist. Listener, hopefully the alu game played when the rice harvest comes will continue and remain stable in the society, not disappear in time and swallowed by modernization. Hopefully the sound of alu pounder on the mortar when the rice harvest time comes will continue to be heard in Natuna.
Bergulung tebingnya landai, pantai Tanjung dan padang melang, ombak bergulung tebingnya landai, pasir nan putih berkilau cahaya, bak mutiara tersemat rantai, pasir nan putih berkilau cahaya, bak mutiara tersemat rantai. Berkabut awan tinggi menjulang jenguk negeri, gunung ramai berkabut awan tinggi menjulang jenguk negeri, hidup pun damai satukan budaya, raup rezeki anugerah ilahi, hidup pun damai satukan budaya, raup rezeki anugerah ilahi. Rantau nan indah, rantau Natuna, letaknya nun jauh di utara, terkenal di seluruh dunia, laut sakti rantau bersanding di pangkuan bonda. Anambas dan Pulau Siantan duduk bersanding di pangkuan bonda. Putrinya cantik berbudi bahasa, melipur lara di lautan Cina. Putrinya cantik bahasa, berlibur lara di lautan Cina. Rantau nan indah, rantau Natuna, letaknya nun jauh di utara, terkenal di seluruh dunia, laut sakti rantau bertua. Rantau nan indah, rantau Natuna, letaknya nun jauh di utara, terkenal di seluruh
Today's edition of Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from West Sumatra entitled Kampuang Nan Jauh di Mato. The song was composed by Oslan Hussein in 1931. The lyrics describe the story of someone's longing for his hometown. This song also tells the character of Minangkabau people or native West Sumatra people who are kind and like to work together. A feeling of longing emerges when he remembers his hometown. His family seems to call him home. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Sumatra, Kampuang Nan Jauh di Mato by Esther. Happy listening!
Kau makanan khas dari Andrian. Ya, terbuat dari
Majekotu is a typical snack of Andrekang, made from sticky rice, grated coconut, and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Senang sekali. Kalau nanti kamu bersedia memberi malam ini, ku minta semua bernyanyi lebih baik bernyanyi sambil menari.
Pernah kau ragu untuk membuka